And it's a big day in Washington with a joint session to certify the results of the Electoral College. President-elect Biden won 306 electoral votes over President Trump's 232. This certification would normally be straightforward, but today about a dozen Senate Republicans and some Republicans in the House have said they'll object, likely causing hours of debate, even though there's clearly no chance of changing the results. We'll hear more from one of those Republicans elsewhere in the program. But first, let's check in now with Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna of California, who is voting to certify the results. We spoke with him this morning, and I asked him about the Republican objections to certification.
It's an unfortunate assault on American institutions, on American democracy. It's the opposite of conservatism. But what gives me hope is the numerous Republican officials in states and at the local level who do believe in American democracy. The American democratic ethos is inculcated in our country at a very young age, and seeing them stand up for democracy has been heartening, and I have no doubt that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will be inaugurated on January 20th.
Republicans have pointed out that a number of Democrats have actually done this in the past. In 2005, for example, though the numbers were small and the Democratic presidential candidate had already conceded, did Democrats pave the way for what we're seeing today?
No, not at all. There were a number of people who had objections on particular issues, but you never saw a concerted effort by the person who lost the election do this. And if anything, Al Gore, who had a very legitimate grievance in Florida, did the gracious thing and concede. And you never saw senators and party leaders call for this. So it's at a completely different level.
Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, today, no matter what happens with these debates, the election results have nearly no chance of changing. But President-elect Biden will take office with a portion of the country believing he is not the legitimate winner. Are Democrats going to reach out to those voters to regain some trust there, to move on from this election? Do you think that's even possible?
Yes, we have to. I mean, even if you look at the results last night in Georgia, this country is divided. We're divided between rural communities and urban communities. We're divided between places that have been left behind from economic prosperity. We have a task of delivering for all Americans, and particularly for left-behind communities. I think that can start with a strong infrastructure bill. It can start with $2,000 checks that were very popular in places like Georgia. So I believe the President Biden, President-elect Biden, with his agenda, can deliver for these communities and slowly earn their trust.
If Democrats do control the Senate, the House, and the presidency, what should the priorities be?
The first priority should be the $2,000 check. So that was on the ballot in Georgia. Then we need another strong COVID relief package, one that's going to help get the vaccine distributed and distributed faster, one that's going to get money to state and local governments for local hospitals, for schools, for their needs, and then an infrastructure bill that's going to help with broadband and going to put people back to work in communities.
Congressman Ro Khanna, Democrat of California, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.